Daf is Daf Chavav. What'd you get? Bottom of Chav Hem Bezer? Okay. So the Gemara says the bottom of the last few lines, Vatihei Shein V'Rega Chai V'Shus Harabim. So the Gemara suggests, maybe we know the Lacha already is by now, Shein V'Rega is Pater, typically in V'Shus Harabim, but maybe we should say that the Chayv, animal causes damage by Shein eating or any other Hana, or Regel as it goes along the way and damages, maybe it should be Chayv V'Shus Harabim. Mikal V'Chomer, Ma keren shibrishus hanizak eino mishalim elechati nezek. If an animal does keren and gores in the rishus hanizak, it only pays half the amount. So then, but rishus rabim chayeves. But if it's done rishus rabim, keren is chayev. So shein v'regel shibrishus hanizak mishalim nezek shalim. As we know that there's a full amount, full payment that's done by shein regel in rishus hanizak. Eino din shib rishus rabim chayiv. So just like keren is chayiv in rishus rabim, so too shein and regel should also be chayiv in rishus rabim, because we see that shein regel is more machmir than keren in that you pay the nezek shalim. So Gemara says it's very good kavachomer, but Amar Karla Patek says ubir besade acher velo rishus rabim. Special gzeir sakasa that says the only time one pays shein ubir besade acher if it takes place in the rishus hanizak, to the exclusion of rishus rabim. So gzeir sakasa really buttresses that. Kal v'chomer. Gemara says, Tap of Chavav, Midi, Kule Kamrinan, Palga Kamrinan. Gemara says, we never suggested that Shein V'Regel should pay the full amount in Rishus Rabim. We just said, Palga Kamrinan. We said maybe they should pay Chatzi Nezek. So Gemara says, that too is based on Exeris Kassas. We can't apply Chatzi Nezek to Shein V'Regel because Amar Krad, the Pasuk says, V'chitzas Kaspo. You split the payment, v'chotos kaspo, you pay the half amount, and that's referring to keren. Or the full pasuk is, v'chiyigof shor ish eshor re'eyu, umeis, so one shor gores another shor, and that shor dies. Umachas eshor, you sell the shor, hachai, the live one, v'chotos kaspo, you split it up. So in that context, the Gemara says, kaspo, kaspo shazeh, v'lo kaspo shalacher. You only pay the kesef, the amount of the keren case, but you never pay chatzi nezek of any other case. So therefore, we don't apply shein v'regel ever in Rishus Rabim, even to the Kal v'chomer. So then the Gemara says, three lines down, chavav v'lo tei shein v'regel chayeves b'rishus hanizak. So maybe we should say another Kal v'chomer. Maybe shein v'regel shouldn't even pay any damage that takes place in Rishus hanizak. El chatzi nezek, maybe it should pay only half the amount of damage taking place in Rishus hanizak. Mi Kal v'chomer, what's the Kal v'chomer? Mi keren. Ma keren shibrishus rabim chayeves brishus hanizak eino mishalames elachati nezek. Keren, which has a certain chumer, that keren pays in rishus rabim, but shein v'regel doesn't. And when keren takes place in rishus hanizak, you only pay chati nezek. So then shein v'regel, which is brishus rabim, is ptura. It's more lenient than keren. You're potter in rishus rabim. So eino din shibrishus hanizak mishalam chati nezek. So too, the damage it does in rishus hanizak should be no greater than the payment of keren, namely only chati nezek. So Gemara says, the pasuk says otherwise. Amar Kar, the pasuk says yishalim. Yishalim pasuk says this is in the context of ki yivar ish sada o keren v'shilachas biiro ubir b'sada acher. If you send the animal to do shein, the pasuk says yishalim. You pay him out. What's yishalim? Tashlumim malya. You have to have a full compensation nezek shalim. So we rejected that kal v'chomer. Okay. Now the Gemara suggests maybe we should say v'lo te keren b'shus rabim chayiv. Maybe keren should be entirely potter in rishus harabim. Bikav v'chomer, ma shein v'regel shib rishus hanizak and nezek shalim. These pay a full amount in nezek shalim. Yet in rishus harabim, it's ptura. It's completely potter. So keren shib rishus hanizak, it only pays chatzi nezek. Keren only pays half the amount in rishus hanizak. Eino din shib rishus harabim ptura. So then certainly in rishus harabim, it should be potter just like shein and regel is potter in rishus harabim. So the Gemara says here too, the Pasuk says, Amar B'Yochanan, Amar Kar, the Pasuk says, we saw this above, it says, Yechatzun, Ein Chatzi Nezek, Chalak, Lo B'Shus HaRabim, Lo B'Shus HaYachim. It says when it comes to Chihigauf, Shur Isha Shur Re'u, when one Shur gores another Shur, the Pasuk says, Yechatzun, you pay the half amount. The Pasuk gives no indication of this place or that place. Across the board, there's always Chatzi Nezek for Karen. So that removes that Kal v'chomer as well. So then the Gemara moves on. Let's say maybe v'yehei adam chayiv b'kofer. Adam should be pay kofer. The halacha is that if a shor kills an individual, the baal hashor has to pay kofer, has to pay the amount of the value of the individual who was killed. So maybe if a person kills, maybe b'shogeg, a person should have to pay a kofer. So let's see. Mashor she'enu chai barba dvarim chai bekofer. Right, arba dvarim is when a person hits another person, you pay all the damages, nezek, tsar, ripoy, boshes, all those things you have to pay. So we know a shor that damages that way doesn't pay the arba dvarim. Yet it's chai bekofer. A shor that kills a person has to pay the kofer. So an adam she'chai barba dvarim, an adam who's more machmir, who has to pay the arba dvarim, eino din she'chai bekofer. So if he kills someone b'shogeg, he should certainly have to pay the kofer like a shor does. Says the pasuk, "Amar kra kechal asher yushas alav, alav lo al hadamim." When it talks about kofar, the pasuk says, "I read on the side." The entire pasuk says, "Im kofar yushas alav, benasun pidyon nafsho bechal asher yushas lav." After an animal kills a person, you have to pay the kofar alav, the kofar on him, on the actions of a shor alav, dafka alav, lo al adam, but not on the actions of a person. So the gezeras kasev tells us that adam never has to pay kofar. So then the Gemara says, what about the Heshur Chai Bar Dvarim? So now we can go the other direction, maybe an animal, or at least the Baal HaShur should be Chayiv on the Arba Dvarim. If a Shur hurts an Adam, he should have to pay Boshes and Nezek and Ripoy and She, all those things. How do we know? Ma Adam Sheinu Chai B'Kofer Chai B'Arba Dvarim. A person who's Potem paying Kofer but has to pay the Arba Dvarim, so the Shur that's Chayiv in Kofer, Eino Din Sheyei Chai B'Arba Dvarim, so then certainly a Shur should have to pay the four amounts. Pasuk says, "Amakra ish bamito." Only a person who hits another person has to pay the arba dvarim. That's the context of that pasuk in that's pasuk later on. But to the exclusion of velo shor bamito, but a shor who hits an individual does not have to pay the arba dvarim. Okay, so that concludes all the different kal v'chomer. So now the Gemara wants to know halfway down the page, "Yibari lahu regel shadaris al gavi tinok bechatzar nizak mahu." An animal tramples on a child that's in the chatzar nizak. What's the din of him paying tishalim kofar? Does he have to pay kofar or not? What's the shayla? It seems like he should have to pay kofar. Let's see. So the Gemara says, "Mi amrinan, do we say, because we said above that when an animal kills an individual, he has to pay kofar. So why would this case be any different? He tramples on a child and kills the child. Of course you have to pay kofar. So what's the shayla? Do we say mi amrinan mide dehava karen? Do we say it's similar to karen? And kevan de avid trev tlasa zimne orchehu umisham kofar hachanami loshna. So the reason why, when normally the case is talking about kofar, when an animal gores another person, so there after two or three times it becomes something and becomes a shor hamuad. So by this case time it's a shor hamuad. It's used to doing these things. So then you pay a full amount. So here too is no different. A regel from the outset, for the first offense, it's considered muad already. So therefore, it should be the Baal HaShor should be chayv kofer for this case. Oh, Dimo, or perhaps we say no, only by the case of Karen does one have to pay kofer, because Karen, kavanas lahazik, the animal has intent to damage, intent to kill. So therefore, that you have to pay kofer only when it's killed, the person's killed through Karen. But hi, ain't kavanas lahazik. But when it comes to regel, the animal's not intending on damaging. The animal just walks. It walks. Something's in its way. It damages it, but it doesn't intend on damaging. You don't want to get in the way of the elephant, because elephants that step on whatever's in its way. Not because it intends on damaging, because that's what elephants do. So that's the suffix. Does kofar apply to regel? When, again, an animal kills someone through regel, is the Baal HaShor have to pay kofar? So the Gemara brings Uriah, Toshma. Hichnis shoro lechatzar bal habayis. I brought my shor into another person's house. Shlo b'shus. I wasn't granted any permission. V'nagchol bal habayis, and my shor kills the owner of the house. Umeis, he dies. Hashor b'skila. We have to stone my shor, because that's the halacha. When the shor kills, you have to stone it. Ubalav bein tam bein muad mishalem kofer shalem. And the owner of the animal has to pay, whether this was the first offense of the animal or the fourth offense of the animal, you have to pay the kofar shalom, the full amount of the Baal HaBayis who's been killed. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon. That's Rabbi Tarfon's opinion. So the Gemara wants to know now, so what's the case here? Kofar shalom tzpitam the Rabbi Tarfon minale. How does Rabbi Tarfon know, so that a shor that kills a person on its first offense, when it's still a tam, has to pay the kofar shalom? How does he know that to be the case? Maybe you have to pay only chatzi kofar. How do you know a kofar shalom on the first offense of killing? So Gemara says, la mishum desavar la krabiyosi aglili. Is it not that he holds, does he not hold like Rabbi Yosef Lili, who holds himself, Damar, Tam, Mishaim Chatzi, Kofer, Rishis Rabim. If the event takes place in Rishis Rabim, that's when you pay Chatzi Kofer. If it sure kills someone, a person in Rishis Rabim, on the first offense, or first three offenses, you only pay Chatzi Kofer. And he learns it from a kavachomer from regal. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, now Rashi explains. So the question becomes, let's talk about the different permutations and what's a given. So when a Karen, when an animal kills the Karen on a fourth offense after a Karen Muad, it becomes a Muad already, it's certainly Kofar Shalem. And when a animal kills on the first offense in Rosh Hashanah, we pass like Rabbi Yosef Lili, that you pay Chati Nezek in Rosh Hashanah. The question is, how do we know that you pay Kofar Shalem in Rosh Hashanah Nizak if it's only a first offense, only a Tam? That's the question. How do you know that area? That's the unclear area. So you say it must be learned from a Kal Vachomer, because we're going to say it must be that they assume that Regel Rishis HaNizak is Kofar Shalem. Because otherwise there's no other case to have it, and we learn as follows. If Regel is Pater Rishis HaRabim, yet Chayiv Kofar Shalem in Rishis HaNizak, so then Keren, which is Chayiv Chati Nezek in Rishis HaRabim, certainly should be Chayiv Kofar Shalem in Rishis HaNizak. Yeah, is that somewhat clear? Okay. So the Gemara says, we see from all this, that's all on the premise that Ika Kofar Beregel must be that Regel, if an animal kills through Regel, must be that there's a Kofar Shalem. So Gemara says, Amar Rav, Simi Min Naharda, Tana Min Nezikin de Regel Maisila. Naharda they learned from Nezikin, not using Kofar of Regel, but not through death that's caused by Regel, but rather Nizikin that's been caused by Regel, and learned as follows. So what's the Kal Vachomer now? So it says Rashi, Min Nizikin de Regel Maisila. Uli Olam Leka Kofar Beregel. Really, no. If an animal kills a person through Regel, there is no Kofar by Regel. V'halchi Gamar Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon learns, how do we know that Tam in Rosh Hashanah Nizak is Kofar Shalem? That's as follows. Ma Regel, says Rashi, Ma Regel, Shib Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is Pater, Min Nizikin. But Bishus and Nizak, it's Nezek Shalem. So Karen, Shibishus Rabim Chatzi Kofer, Krib Yosef Lili, Eino Din, Shibishus Nizak, Kofer Shalem. So it's using Nezek of Regel as a model, and we have no proof that there is Kofer by Regel. So Gemara says now, Ulifrach, we should ask the question then. Ma Linezikin de Regel, Shekain Yeshun Be'esh. What does this mean? Says Rashi, Shekein yeshen be'esh, tomer be'kofer, sheino be'esh. So what's the idea here? So nizikin of regel that has esh, what means shekein yeshen be'esh? So esh also has nizikin, but there is no kofer. Just because nizikin exists doesn't mean you can make a jump to kofer. You can't use regel of nizikin as a model. Because just because Nezikin applies doesn't mean Kofar applies. Because we have Eish, that Nezikin, Eish that causes Nezikin, causes Nezek, we pay for. But Eish that kills a person, the Baal HaEish, would not have to pay Kofar. So there's a big distinction between Nezikin and Kofar. So Gemara says, no, don't bring Eish as a Raya, because Mitamon, what's Taman? Says Rashi, Shepater B'Eish, we know the halacha is that Eish causes damage, and there's something hidden below the stack of hay. It's Taman. It's not revealed. You're potter from that damage. The chai beregel, but tamen's chai beregel. So it says Rashi, Maisi lahachi, ma regel shibrishus harabim ptura miklum. Yet it's chayaves brishus anizak afila haltamen nezek shalem. So karen shibrishus rabim chati kofer. So now we can't really learn from Eish because Eish completely different creature. The fact that tamen is a ptura by Eish, so there are other rules that apply by Eish, just like tamen is potter by Eish, so too kofer is potter by Eish. They can have no bearings on what regel is. Regel is chayiv in Taman. So So just like Rego's Chayv and Taman, Rego, perhaps you could learn from Nezik and also as a model for Kofar. So Gemara says, Bibor. So what's the Shaila now? Let's see this again. Malo Taman Shekain Yeshin Bibor. So that has a boar. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Shekain Yeshin Bibor, Shim Hayagidi Taman Besak. Let's say Taman is actually chai by boar. Let's say there's a hidden package that falls into the boar, then you would be chayiv on that Taman. So the Gemara says, and therefore, what are we suggesting now? This is Shaila here. Let's see. So the Gemara says, let's see. Mikalim, let's look at this Kalim now. Says Rashi, Mikalim Pater ba es habor. If Kalim fall in the boar, actually gone to Pater, who Mikalim the rega maisila. We're learning this from Kalim rega. So what's the back and forth here? Let's get this clear.
So last time we left off, we really talked about
okay, so again, we wanted to suggest here again, Regel of Nezikin was supposed to be the model. Just like Regel Nezikin, there's more Machmir Rishis Rabim. So too, we wanted to say, Tam Rishis HaNizak would be more Machmir, and you pay a Kofar Shalim. And to which the Gemara asks, again, let's read this one more time, Lufroch, Malin Nezikin de Regel, just like Nezikin de Regel, you pay the full amount. So too, Yesh Shekin Yeshin Be'esh, so to Eish, you pay the full amount. But you don't pay Kofar by Eish. So to, again, just because there's a model of Nezikin, doesn't mean you have to pay Kofar. And the Gemara says, look at Tamun, because... You know, this could move to the office, actually, I can't. Sorry. Let's review this one more time, I guess. Okay, so we're trying to suggest a source. How do we know that Tam in Rishis HaNizak pays a Kofar Shalem? So we wanted to use Nezikin a Regel as a model, just like Regel's Pater Rishis HaRabim Yetzchayv Rishis HaNizak by Nezek. So to buy Kofar, we should say that Karen is Chayv Chatzi Kofar in Rishis HaRabim, so it should be certainly Chayv a Kofar Shalem in Rishis HaRabim. And then the Gemara asks again, Lifroch. So let's ask the question. Mal the Nezikin de Regel, when it comes to the Regel, you have to pay a full amount. Shekein Yeshin Be'esh. So again, the reason why you're Chayva and Nezek Shalem by Regel and Rishis HaNizak is just because, like Eish. Eish also is Chayv, it's Chayv, it's more Machmir. It's more machmir, but at the same time, Eish is Pater and Kofar. So too, you can't bring me a model from Regel, because you have cases where there's Chumras by Nezikin and there's a Patur by Kofar. So the Gemara says, no, me Tamun, from Tamun or Regel, because Tamun or Regel, it's Chai by Regel, but it's Pater and Eish, so you can't use Eish to reject it, because Tamun doesn't apply to Eish at all. Eish is completely Pater from Eish. So then the Gemara says, wait a second, Mala Tamun Sheken Yeshna Babor. But Tamun, that which is hidden, is Chayiv in Bor. And Babor is in Shayach in Kofar. There's no Kofar by Bor. For an animal, if a person falls in Bor, Bor is Pater. So you have a situation where there's a Chumr by Ben Nezikin, but there is a Patur in Kofar. So Gemara says, fine, learn it from Kalim. Kalim. So if Regel causes damage of Kalim, it's Pater Rishis Rabim. Chayv and Rishis HaNizak. So too, we're saying by Kofar, it's Pater, it's Chatzi Nezek, Chatzi Kofar and Rishis HaRabim, but it's Kofar Shalem, Rishis HaNizak. And you can't bring Bor as rejection because Bor is actually Pater. If Kalim fall into a Bor, there's a Patur. You don't pay the damage for the Kalim. Mar says, wait a second, if you're using Kalim now as a model, Ma le Kalim sheyeshin be'esh, but Kalim, if Eish causes damage in Kalim, so Eish is Chayv in paying the Kalim, But we know that Eish won't result ever in Kofar. So we can't make the jump from Nezikin to Kofar. So the Gemara says, no, we're talking about Mikalim Temunim. We're talking about Kalim that are actually going to be hidden. So the Kalim Temunim, the Kalim are Pater and Bor. Temunim is Pater and Eish. So now we have Kalim Temunim is only Chayv and Regel. So we're using that case. So we're saying just like by Regel, on Kalim Temunim, hidden Kalim, if it's the damage is done Rosh Hashanah, there's a Patur. But if it's done Rosh Hashanah Nizak, it's Chayiv. So too, if a Tom kills Rosh Hashanah, it's Chazi Nezek, Kavachom and Rosh Hashanah Nizak, it should be Chayiv Kofar Shalim. Mara says, no, wait a second, you can't use Kalim Temunim, because Mala Kalim Temunim, Sheyeshin Be'odam, that there's a Chayiv if a person kills them, but if a person kills another person in Bishogeg, there is no kofar. So you can't make this jump of Nezikin from Kalim Temunim to kofar. We have other instances again by Adam, who if he damages Kalim Temunim, he's chayv in Kalim Temunim, but he's not chayv in kofar ever. Ella, la hashma mina must be me kofar de regal maisila. So we can't use regal Nezikin, it can no longer be viewed as a model. So what's a model? How do we know that Tom pays kofar shalim? It must be because by regal also there's a Kofar Shalom. Not because of Nezikin and Regel. We rejected that. Must be that Regel's Chayiv, based on that assumption, that Regel's Chayiv in Kofar Shalom. So again, must be Elav Shmamina, Mikofar, de Regel Maisila, Alma, Ika Kofar, Beregel, Shmamina. So that's what the Gemara concludes. Now the Gemara says further, Amalei, Rav Acha, Midifti, the Ravina, Hochanami Mistavra. This is also very sensible to say, Dika Kofar, Beregel, that if an animal kills by stamping on something or a person, and he has to pay, the owner has to pay kofar, it's very sensible. Why? Because these hakadaitach leka kofar beregel, if you hold that there is no such thing as kofar beregel, vitana minizikin deregel maisila, and we learn it out that kofar applies to karen only, from regel de nizikin, but it doesn't apply to regel itself. So then, lifroch mala nizikin deregel, shikain yeshin beregel. So then we should ask the question, just like nizikin deregel, it has damage by regal, but doesn't have kofar. So if regal itself can't be teach itself that there's kofar, so certainly it shouldn't be able to teach something else. It shouldn't be able to teach Karen that there is kofar. Elo, therefore, lav shma amina de regal maisila. It's learning out me kofar de regal. That regal is and ama ika kofar beregal shma amina. So that's how we conclude that regal can result in kofar shalom. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us now, Adam Muad Lil, very important Mishnah, that person is considered always Muad. He's always has to pay the full amount. Bein Shogeg, whether it's done accidentally, Bein Mezid, whether he does this on purpose, Bein Er, Bein Yashan, whether he's awake, whether he's sleeping. If he's sleeping and hits someone who's next to him, causes damage, knocks something over, Adam is considered Muad Olam, he's always responsible for any damage. Simas Ein Chaver, let's say an individual blinds somebody else, he knocks out his eye. Vishibres Kalim, and he breaks Kalim, Mishalim, Netzik Shalim. He always has to pay full amount. That's the klal of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Katani Simas Ein Chaveiro Dumid Vishibres Kalim. The Mishnah couples together blinding somebody to breaking of Kalim. What does that mean? Ma Hasam Nezek In Arba Dvar Mlo. Af Simas Ein Chaveiro Nezek In Arba Dvar Mlo. Just like when a person breaks kalim, it's not shaykh to talk about arba dvarim. Arba dvarim is only one from one person to the next. You break kalim, it's only paying the nezek itself. So the fact that we compare these together and couple them together tells us that even when a person blinds another person, he only pays the nezek, but he doesn't have to pay the other dvarim. Let's see. Minalang mawan. So how do we know this? How do we know it's true that you pay nezek? So the question is, no. Gemara didn't answer that question, didn't explain why that is, though. Right. So the last Rashi in the page explains here that Nezek in Arba Dvarim Lo, you only pay Nezek and nothing else. The Lo Mechayva Arba Dvarim, you only have to pay Arba Dvarim, Ela O Mezid O Karv Le Mezid. It has to be a case where there was intent, or close to. When two people are fighting, there's intent to damage. That's when you pay Ripoy and Shevis, all the other things. I guess the Gemara is assuming when a person blinds somebody else, it's done unintentionally. That's when you don't have Bnei Chanami. Probably if there was a done b'mezid and someone blind, somebody else b'mezid, you have to pay the arba d'varim as well. So Gemara wants to know now, Minahani Mili, how do I know that? What's the question? If you look at Rashi in the top of Chavav Amid Beis, Minahani Mili Dinezek Chayv Afri L'Shogeg. How do I know you have to pay Nezek even in a case where it's done accidentally? So Amar Chizkiya, Chizkiya says, V'chein Tana D'Bei Chizkiya, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Petza Tachas Patza. Pasuk says, you know, one, I think literally what it means, like a blow or some sort. One blow below the, or one wound in place of the other wound. What does this mean? That's, Pasuk comes to teach us, L'chaivu ala shoge kemezid, v'ha'unis karatzim. To make a person pay, even if it's done accidentally, even if it was done against his will, the guy's sleeping, he's onus, and he moved his hand and knocked over the lamp. That's what's coming to teach us. Rashi explains what the drush is. Rashi in top says, Petza tachas patza, kro yaseru, lach drusha. It's an extra word. You didn't have to, the pol pasuk says, kviya tachas kviya, pota tachas pota, chabur tachas chabur, all different cases of wounds and cuts. Why all these extra cases? So each one's teaching us another halacha. So the halacha that's being learned out from Petza tachas patza is this very halacha that you pay nezek for the peta even in a context of shogig. Gemara says, "Haimi bar leili ten tzar b'makom nezek." No, that's not what this pasuk is for. If you look at the Gemara later on in Perek Achovel, the pasuk of Petza Tachas Pata is telling me that even in a case of nezek, you still pay tzar. Gemara goes about all these different drushes. A person damages someone, so you pay the nezek, the damage that's been done. But there's also pain. He also goes through the physical pain he gets, and emotional pain. So coming to teach us that even when you pay nezek, you still have to pay tzar on top of that. That's what we learn from the pasuk of Petza Tachas Pata. And not the halacha that paying afilu b'shogeg. Gemara says, "Imkain lichtov krav peta bepata." My tachas. Why say tachas? Peta shema min atarti. We learn two things. We learn from peta bepeta that double lashon that you pay nezek tzar b'makom nezek. From the extra word tachas, we learn that you pay afilu b'shogeg. So that's how we get to all these different drushes. Tosa asks an interesting question. We said above that you don't pay arba dvarim in the case of shogeg. We're now saying that this pasuk of petza tachas pata, referring to a case of afilu b'shogeg. And now it's talking about that you pay nezek, even in a case of tsar rather, even in the case of nezek. But it seems to be a stira, because if petza tachas pata is talking about shogeg, and Tosa is talking about tsar, we say you don't pay tsar in a case of shogeg. We don't pay tsar as one of the arba dvarim. So it seems to be an internal steer within these drushes. So Tosis points out, if you look at Tosis Dibra Maschel, Shema Min Atarti, Vim Tomar, Le'el, above Amrina, we said, Sima Eino Es Shechavero, person blinds his friend, Bishogig accidentally, O Bonus, or somehow against his will, Nezek in Arba Dvarmlo, you only pay the damage, but you don't pay the other things. And Tsar is one of those Arba Dvarm you don't pay. Tsar Nami Lechaiv, so now we should say you should be chayv tsar though from this pasuk. Dibahu kra de marvina nezek siv nami tsar. That very pasuk that we learn you pay nezek in the case of shogeg, it's also referring to paying tsar. So you should have to pay nezek and also tsar now. Afil b'makom shogeg. So Tosa answers v'yeshlomar de chalma de matinin lemiftar shogeg pachina. When it comes to the world of shogeg, we try as hard as possible to exempt a person from anything. So we try to limit the chiyuvim. For that reason, I'm not sure how they answer the question. That's the direction we go, and we try to find any patur. L'chach mokmin in the high krav demar b'shogeg dafka b'nezek dari bei ikker krav v'lo b'tzar. Okay, the Gemara Tosa tries to navigate this a little bit. It's not so easy, but we try to apply the patur as much as possible in the case of nezek shogeg b'shogeg. The Gemara now says 6 lines down. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, "Ha'isa evin munachas lo b'cheiko." The guy is lying down. That's there sitting, and there's a rock that's in his chest. The little hiker bar, he didn't know. Somehow a rock got on his chest. Vamad, he stands up. Vinafla, and the rock falls. That's what's going to happen. He wasn't holding it. He didn't even know it was there. So what's the lach? It causes damage. Lidin nizikin chayiv. If it caused any damage, he's chayiv. Because we said above, an adam is mu'ali olam, bein b'mezid, bein b'ratzon, bein b'ones. Even ones, this guy's a case of ones. Someone planted a bomb in his chest, a grenade, when he stands up, it's going to detonate. He's chayv, that's halacha, adam's mor li'olam. Le'inin arba dvarim, for that's a tsar that's been caused, or any embarrassment, or ripoy, sheves, those things, Potter, because we said above that requires bemezid only. Only chai bemezid if those things are done. Then in Shabbos, let's say there's something happens on Shabbos. What's the case of Shabbos? What would something be on Shabbos? Let's see. Carrying, issue of carrying, let's say. Talking about carrying. He walks and walks Dalet Amos, let's say, not knowing it's being held there. So it's Hotzah. So the Gemara says, Linen Shabbos, Meleches Machsheves Aser Torah. It has to be Meleches Machsheves, where there's Kavana. It has to be an awareness. There's no awareness here, so therefore he's Potter by Shabbos. Even though he walks for Amos with carrying this rock. Linen Galus, let's say he kills somebody, that's completely accidental, it's actually Ones. So does he get galus? He's potter. He doesn't get galus for being ones. Only if you kill someone b'shogeg, you get galus, but this is a case of ones. Then in Eved, let's say an Eved gets killed through this. Normally you have to pay a knas of shloshim shekel for killing an Eved. So that's a plugsa the b'shmungam l'liel v'rambanam. That's a machlokas. What's a machlokas? The Sani, the Brisa tells us, ha'reisha yarabo rofe. Let's say the master of an Eved is a doctor. V'amrlok chol ini v'simo. The Eved says, please fix my eye. And the Rofe, the Rabbo, is fixing the eye, doing some medication, some healing, and he blinds him in doing so. Or let's say he says, Chasar li shini, please, I have a cavity, I have a root canal, please fix it. Vipilo, and it falls out in doing so. Sichek ba'adon v'yatzle cheros. So he's basically, literally he's playing with his master, and he put him in a situation where the Adon shouldn't have got himself in the first place, and because he caused him to go blind, because he caused him to lose a teeth, any of those things, it's called Yotze Beroshe Varm, the Mishnah Kedushin says. He gets a free pass. The Eved goes free if his Adon knocks out his tooth or blinds him or any other of the Avarm is removed. So that's when it comes to the Tanakam, even though there's no Kavana there. The Kavana was to do Refuah, not to damage him. So you see, even without Kavana, you're still Chayiv. But Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer V'Shichsa, only when you damage him, Achis Kavin L'Shach, so it has to be intent. So the case of the guy whose rock fell out of his chest and killed someone, so that wasn't intent, so he would be putter from paying the Shloshim Shekel of killing an Eved. Okay, so that's all when he was unaware that the rock was there. Then the case is, now a different scenario, Rabbi says, let's say Hikir Bav V'Shach. He was aware, he placed the rock in his chest or in his lap, but then he forgot about it. So there's initial awareness. Amad, he stands up, v'naflin it falls. Linyan nizikin yachayiv. Yachayiv and nizikin, we said, adam's mur le'olam. Whether it's done, so this case is a shoge case. But we know yachayiv and adam's chayiv even b'shoge. Afil ba'onis is chayiv. Linyan dal dvarim pater. You're pater v'arbar dvarim because you require mazid for the arbar dvarim. This is only shoge. So he knew about it, he forgot about it, that's shoge. Then in Gullus is Chayiv. We know Gullus, the person who kills a Beshogeg, kills a person Beshogeg, he gets Gullus. So this is a case of Shogeg. The Makar Pasuk says explicitly, Beshkoga, Mechlal the Havile Yediya, Havile Yediya. When it comes to the case of Gullus, the person was, they killed someone Beshogeg, Beshkoga. Right, the Pasuk says, Vikrisem, Lachem, Ari Mikla, you have Ari Mikla, Tiena Lachem, you should have Ari Mikla for yourself. But not Shama, you run there, Rotzech, Maka, Nefesh, Beshkoga, person who kills Beshkoga. Bishkaga means he forgot about it, but he once knew. So this person, he knew that there's a rock there, but he forgot about that. He gets a chiv galus. Then in Shabbos, with the guards to Shabbos, he walks, so potter. He's potter because you have to have melachas machsheves. It has to be, you're potter from skila. Let's see, Rashi, what Rashi says here. Should be a chiv in carbon, though, carbon chatas. I assume it means patan tequila chayv in a carbon. Didn't say which one. Okay. Fine, let's keep going. Then the Gemara says, Linen Eved, if it kills somebody, this also is a pluk, so there's a bag rabban, and also machlokas, because again, rabban hold, you're chayiv to pay for the killed Eved, even b'ones, certainly b'shogeg, one's chayiv for killing an Eved. And Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds, you only chayiv achi is kavin until it's kavana. Shogeg is in kavana, so he says you're still potter, it's not until it's done, b'mezid. Next scenario, says the Gemara, is, let's say, Niskavin Lizok Shtein Vizark Arba. You have intent to throw only two. but you have such a strong arm, you end up going Dalet Amos. So there's Kavana there, but not exact Kavana. So what's the halacha here? Linen Nezikin Chayiv, you have to pay Nezikin, because as we keep saying, Adam's Mul Olam. Linen Dalet Dvarim Potter, you're Potter because you did not have intent for it to go Arba Amos. You didn't have intent for it to damage, so you're Potter there for the Arba Dvarim. Linen Shabbos, Melechas Machshavos Ba'inan, you also have to have intent, and you did not have intent for it to go this far, so you're Potter for Shabbos. And let's see. Linen Galus, what about Galus? So you chai for killing somebody. Asher lo tzada amar achmana, that you didn't trap, you didn't try to plan, you didn't ambush, the Torah says. That's when you get Galus. Pratlin is kavin lizok shai and vizark dalad. To the exclusion of this case, where you had intent for it to go two, but you didn't have intent for it to go four amos, in which case you would be chayiv in this case. You would be chayiv. Okay. Actually, two different Lashos and Rashi, whether how to read this line, whether you'd be chayiv in this case or pater. Then let's say this again. Pratlin is kavin lizok fine dalit linyan eved pluks of the Rashbag Rabbanan. So too, you threw two and went four amos and you killed the eved. That's the same machlokas because it wasn't bemazed. It was also kind of beshogeg. So that's the same machlokas above. Rabbanan would tell you are chayiv because a chayiv even if there was even beonis would be chayiv for killing an eved. And Rashbag holds no, you're pater until it's done bemazed. Let's say now Niskavin Lizog Arba, you had intent for it to go four amos, but ended up going Zark Shuan, ended up going eight amos. So Linan Nezikin Yechayiv, you're chayiv for any nezik you caused because Adam Muli Olam. Linan Dal Dvarim, you're potter because you didn't have Kavana for it to go eight amos. So you're potter in that case. Linan Shabbos, with regards to Shabbos, Bomer Kol Makum Shetirta Tanuach in Ilo Lo. With regards to Shabbos, now it's interesting. If he says wherever it falls, he let it fall, then he's chayiv because he had intent for it to go dalad amos. Even though it went further, that's fine. You don't know exactly where it's going to. When you throw a ball, you don't know how far it's going to land. I'm throwing it wherever it lands. So as long as it went dalad amos, you're chayiv. But if he didn't say that, then you'd actually be potter because he wanted to go to one spot and he had bad aim and went to a different spot. Then you're actually potter because that's not considered melechas machsheves. Then in Galus, if it killed somebody, just like we said above, Asher lo tzuda, tzada pratlin eskavin lizrok arba v'zark shmona, same case above, you didn't have exact intent of where it's going to go, so that's two readings in Rashi, whether such a person would get Galus or not get Galus. And then in Eved, same thing, pluks of the Rashbag Rabban. Okay, that ends those series of discussions. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rabba, another statement in the name of Rabba, zark kli merosha gag v'ba acher u'shavro b'mako. A guy drops a piece of pottery from above. It's about to crash and shatter into many pieces. And some guy comes along with a stick and plays stickball, whacks it before it falls. So the guy in the bottom is one who actually broke it. So who has to pay? Potter. The guy in the bottom is potter. The guy in the top is chayv. If the guy owns the piece of pottery, so then he is not potter. He dropped his own kli. If he's dropping somebody else's kli, so then the top guy, Shirashi says exactly, the top guy is Zarek Bal HaKli. The guy who owns it, he drops his own pottery down. The guy in the bottom who breaks his potter, because why? My time, what's the guy in the bottom potter? He broke the kli. Mana tver of tavar. Mana kli tver is broken. He broke it, broken the pot. Meaning, inevitably, it's going to crack. He just cracked it a couple seconds earlier. So the guy in the bottom is actually going to be potter. Then the Gemara says, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Zar kli mirosh agag. A guy throws a kli from above the roof. Vayutacht of karmu kisisos. And below their pillows and blankets, mattresses to protect it. It's not going to break. It's going to have a soft cushion on the land. So ba'acher v'silkon. Some other guy, some rusher comes along and removes all the blankets and pillows. Okidim v'silkon, or the guy himself, I guess, removed it. What's the difference? Ba'acher v'silkon, okidim v'silkon. Someone else, or
it could be the guy who grabbed it off the roof. Also do the pillows.
Is Rashi? No, it is supposed to be the guy himself. He was fast enough. Fast enough, he had a string, let's say. He was standing to pull a string and pulled it from below.
What's
the first one? The first case is with Ba'acher v'silkan. Some other guy removed the pillows. Oh, Kidem. Went ahead and the silkan removed them. Potter. The guy who threw his potter. Now, the guy himself threw. Even he himself removed it. I took your clean now. Not my own clean. I took your clean. I dropped it from the top, and it's going to have a soft cushion. I'm pater because it's going to fall on a soft cushion. Now, even though in the end of the day it was broken, at the moment I dropped it, it was actually going to be protected. So that means if someone else removed the pillows, or even I myself removed them, I'm still going to be pater. Why? My timer. Be'idna de shadye, the moment I threw it down or dropped it from the top, psukim mifsak gere, the arrow was broken. It didn't have the potential to break the moment I dropped it, even though in the end it did. And even if I'm the one who caused it to break by removing the pillows, you always look the shas, the beginning of the process. Okay, let's see. Should we do this next piece or should not? Let me just stop here because the next piece goes 6 lines down into the next. So let's stop here then. Okay, fine. Shkoyach. Wonderful day.